I think he'll do a great job. Happy to see that he gets this opportunity in the National Football League. I've known Mark for a long, long time, going back to his days as offensive coordinator in Arizona with Jake the Snake. It's great that Mark has his chance.
Head coaches never let their guard down, and you don't do happy as you know. You satisfaction and happiness are tough to find for head coaches. Is that accurate?
Can be, okay. Especially during the season.
What I'm getting at is after Adrian Peterson's 78-yard touchdown run, what was your reaction about that game last week?
We have a lot more football to play. I've been in those situations where you get the opening kickoff or first score in the game, and it hasn't always worked out in our favor when I've been in some of those situations.
Who are some players on that specific play who did a good job? That, you know, Red Ellison had a key block, but some others had to have done a really good job.
Yeah, I thought Brandon Fisco did a great job for us. Our tight ends did a very good job for us. The receivers down the field, the blocking was fantastic. So we had a number of guys. You know, Adrian, of course, was Adrian, but a lot of guys participated and made that play work.
Harrison Smith defensively, how did he play?
He played well. He had a lot of big plays for us, especially in that second half. Really came up with some big hits on some of the receivers as well as Bush. He had an overall good game.
What's it like defending quarterback Jay Cutler compared to Matt Stafford last week?
Jay, you know, he's a little bit of a gunslinger, would take some chances, but he runs a lot more than people give him credit for, and he's a very good runner out of the pocket. So you got to be able to handle the scrambles. He makes a lot of plays on the move, and that's probably the difference, whereas Matthew Stafford is more of a pocket passer.
What about Matt Forte compared to Reggie Bush?
Forte may be, you know, probably the better runner, pure runner. What Reggie is good at is what we saw against us, catching screen passes, getting out in space and making plays. But between the tackles or bouncing the ball outside, running the football, Matt Forte is extremely good.
Weekly, we present a question for Minnesota Vikings head coach Leslie Frazier. Learn more at Vikings.com via the media vault. This one is from @CoreyBenson10, and here it is. Leslie, how do you plan on getting the energy back up after a week one loss?
Well, the good thing about our league, I mean, and the players that we're coaching, I mean, these are professionals, Paul, so they understand how to look at things and be able to see the big picture. And for us, I mean, there's a lot of football to be played, and the fact that we're playing an NFC North opponent on the road in Chicago, our guys will be energized. They'll be ready to go.
Despite the loss, and we have him coming up shortly, wide receiver Jerome Simpson, 7 catches, 140 yards. Good game for Jerome.
Oh, he had a big game for us, like a breakout game for him in a lot of ways. Some of those catches were not easy catches, and he really showed some of the qualities that we expected to see a season ago. And the fact that he's healthy now, it was great to see.
He had a good catch by the sidelines for 44 yards. He had an even better one down the center of the field. Let's begin film study with the head coach by seeing that.
Ponder out of the shotgun. Lions rush 5. Christian deep, center of the field. Jerome Simpson leaves his feet, caught at the 15. Way to go, Jerome.
Hey, Paul, let's take a look at one of the greatest catches that I've ever seen in my career. And Jerome Simpson had a terrific game for us, but I don't know if we'll see a play, a catch as good as this in the future. Terrific move, does a double move on the young corner from Detroit, beast of safety. He's clearly behind the secondary, but his ability to lay out, we'll see it from the end zone, and make this catch, it reminds you a little bit of that Willie Mays play in the World Series many years ago. Great protection by our offensive line. John Sullivan does a great job. Charlie, the entire group. Buys Christian some time, and then he lets it go. And just take a look at the extension, the layout. Ugh. And there's a point there where there's no way he can see the ball. But he tracks it and makes and it's just almost like flying and then makes the catch. What a terrific play.
And then it doesn't hit the turf.
Yes, you know? They challenged the play because they couldn't believe it. They were like, there's no way he could have caught this without it hitting the ground.
Right. It back up just a little bit. This is truly one of the most amazing – right there. There's no way he can see the ball from that point on.
No.
Wow.
No, it's a fantastic catch and went on to lead to a touchdown and got us within 3. But just a great job by Jerome. Here we are in a situation where we need to come up with a big play on defense to try to get the ball back to our offense. Detroit had some success throwing the football to Reggie Bush out of the backfield. Harrison Smith, who had a terrific game for us, ends up coming up and laying quite a hit on Reggie, really got his attention and silenced the crowd for a little bit. And we needed that. And just a great job by him of just zeroing in on a guy who had made some big plays on just these 3-yard throws By the quarterback. Great hit.
Now look at Robinson get around the right of the right tackle to force Stafford to throw it just a second sooner.
Yeah, I mean that was the thing about what they were doing. You know, they weren't holding the football. A lot of their routes were like this, 3 or 4 yard routes, because there was no question that we were going to win on their offensive tackles. I mean, Jared is only a step away. B-Rob beats his guy. But they had a great strategy, and it worked. And good job by Harrison.